Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Now, legislation to abolish juries in defamation trials will be back before the Oireachtas next week. The Dáil has already voted in favour of the bill, but it is before the Seanad next week. Those in favour of the proposal say getting rid of juries will reduce legal costs for the parties involved and cut the monetary value of awards in defamation cases. But critics say the provision will erode civil liberties and the right of citizens to have their reputations vindicated by their peers on a jury. Well, to discuss this, we're joined in our studio now by retired High Court Judge Bernard Barton, and who opposes the removal of juries from defamation cases, and by media lawyer Michael Keely, who supports that provision in the bill. Thank you both for coming in to speak with us today. Bernard Barton, one of the arguments for getting rid of juries is that they are unpredictable. They can award enormous amounts of money in defamation cases, and getting rid of them would result in a less expensive legal process, which would be good for ordinary citizens.
Well, no, that's a good question, and it's been addressed before. We have a lesson to learn from history. In the 1980s, the same arguments were advanced for the abolition of juries and personal injuries actions. And the same claims that are being made now were made then, and the exact opposite resulted. Legal costs went up, damages went up, insurance premiums went up, and we ended up with the Personal Injuries Assessment Board. So we've been there. And they've recently been there in the United Kingdom. They changed the law in the United Kingdom. The same claims were made, and exactly the opposite has happened.
How then would you propose? I mean, it is a concern. I think it's acknowledged that juries, the unpredictable nature of juries means that there can be very high awards, monetary awards, awarded in defamation cases. So how would you propose to deal with it?
Well, sorry, it's not how I would propose to deal with it. It is how the Supreme Court has actually dealt with it. So after the publication of the report on which abolition rests, the Supreme Court delivered a judgment in a case called Higgins versus the Irish Aviation Authority, where they identified precisely the question you're asking. And in order to address that, they said, and they laid down guidelines for all future defamation cases, tried with or without a jury, in which guidance would be given to the court, whether a judge or judge and jury, on the appropriate level of damages to be awarded in a particular case. And by setting out these guidelines for, say, minor, moderate, serious, very serious or extraordinarily serious, you can predict then, depending on the nature of the defamation, the level in which damages are likely to be assessed. And these guidelines, which were handed down in 2022, are now working. We have five cases where the guidelines have been shown to be worked to deal exactly with your question.
Okay. Michael Keely, the guidelines are there. The Supreme Court has set them down in the Higgins judgment, and they're working. So why do we need to get rid of juries?
Because I don't believe they are working, and I don't believe that they will work. And the reason for that is, well, firstly, there have been efforts over the years. This is the third time the Supreme Court have intervened with juries to try and bring a degree of predictability into the decision making. They've always failed before, and I believe they will fail again under Higgins. If I could take as the most recent example, and there are a couple of problems that I would have with juries, but the most recent example is the well-known case of Gerry Adams suing the BBC, where a jury determined that the BBC had falsely said of him that he had sanctioned a murder. Now, I can't imagine any more serious allegation that could be made against anyone other than they had sanctioned a murder. And yet the award that he got, if you take the Higgins decision, it was a moderate defamation. So either the jury in Adams didn't understand the Higgins parameters, or they chose to ignore the Adams parameters. So even with this happening, it seems to me that that isn't working now, and I don't think it will work in the future.
Bernard Barton, we know that juries make their decisions in secret. Do you accept that if you replace them with a judge, that a judge could explain his or her decision, and that would be a much better, more transparent, more accountable process for the courts?
Okay, well, you could make that argument for all the cases that are tried with juries. So every serious criminal case, there's nobody making the argument for saying we should have judges giving a rational judgment as to why somebody has been convicted of murder or rape. That doesn't happen. And in every other civil wrong tried with a jury, you don't get judgment. So for some reason or other, it's being argued that in defamation, only in defamation, we're supposed to have the reasoning by a judge. The same argument was advanced in relation to the abolition of juries for personal injuries. And what happened? It resulted in an explosion of appeals, because the same sanctity which is shown to a jury verdict is not shown to a judge only. And the Minister for Justice himself has now twice said in the Dáil, once in the Dáil and now in the Senate last week, he accepted that abolishing the right to trial by jury will result in an explosion of appeals, which is exactly what's happened in England and Wales.
Michael Keeley, to put that point to you, I mean, isn't that going to be a potential problem and potentially would add to the cost of cases, because jury decisions, they're much harder to appeal because you don't know how a jury arrived at their decision. But when a judge explains his or her decision, that's very challengeable. And you can that's going to lead to further appeals, further costs, and a much slower process.
I don't accept that there will be an explosion of appeals. I think whenever you have a reasoned decision by a judge, whether you agree with it or disagree with that decision, it actually tends to bring finality rather than to leading to an increased numbers of appeals. The other thing, and I think you have to look at this in the context of where it is, the issue with jury trials is jury trials are much longer than trials before a judge alone. They take much longer to come to court because there's only a limited number of times whenever the jury is actually being impaneled. So it takes much longer. So to go back to the most recent case, which is the Adams case, it started in 2017. Now, the other thing about a system, and again, I'm going to take the Adams case as an example. Jerry Adams received an award of €100,000 from a jury after a four-week trial. The costs of that four-week trial are in excess of €3 million. And that's because jury trials are much, much longer. We have to shorten the period of the trial. To take an example, again, on the Adams trial, you have the business whereby the barristers for both cases giving their speeches to the jury. The judge then has to give a charge and they have to do all of that. At the end of the trial, when all of the witnesses had been heard, the judge, as he was quite properly enforced to do, spent 3 days telling the jury the evidence that they had already heard. That costs both sides €20,000 per day. That is not an efficient system.
Can I ask you to respond to that, Bernard Barton, that when jury cases, they go on for much longer because you have exactly for the reasons Michael has outlined there?
Well, I've spent my entire life in this and I just simply do not accept this as a proposition. The same claim was made when they got rid of juries in the personal injury actions. Didn't happen. And there was, as a matter of fact, there was an explosion in appeals, something which the Minister for Justice accepts and has repeated again in the Oireachtas. And the reason for that is because the decision of a judge does not carry the same respect as a jury verdict. And so you're going to get, as you said yourself in that question, you're going to get an explosion of appeals. It's going to lengthen the process and it's going to increase legal costs. That has happened in England and Wales. They changed the law in England and Wales in 2013, and Michael refers now to the costs in the Adams case. If you take the Johnny Depp case and the Rebecca Vardy case tried by a judge alone, the legal costs in that were over £4 million. So the idea that going to a judge alone is going to result in cases taking less time and litigation going to, it doesn't stand up to any scrutiny.
Michael, the last word to you on this then. Getting rid of juries means you're transferring the fact-finding process from 12 ordinary citizens to one office holder, the judge. And that does then remove the right of the citizen to be to have their reputation vindicated by a jury of their peers. That is an erosion of civil liberties, isn't it?
I don't accept that it is, for this simple reason, which is that I think a transparent decision is better than a decision made in darkness. Jury decisions are necessarily opaque. A written decision by a judge vindicating your rights, in my view, carries just as much strength as a jury decision. I don't believe for one moment, for example, the Colleen Rooney, when she won her case against Rebecca Vardy, she had a judgment from a High Court judge in the United Kingdom over 75 pages saying why she was believed.
Okay.
And I'm of the view that that's just as strong as any jury verdict.
All right, we'll have to draw a line under it for now, but thank you very much, Michael Keely, media lawyer, and Bernard Barton, retired High Court judge. Thank you for both for coming in to speak with us today. Stay with us, and coming up, why are Irish presidential elections such bruising contests?